Oh, hello. Asalaamu Alaikum. Teddy's a bit upset today. He's not sure what to do. You see, Big Teddy here, he needs help with his homework, which needs to be handed in tomorrow. But more importantly, his baby brother's really well, and he's not sure who he should be with. What do you think? Should he be at home with his brother, or stay here and help Big Teddy? What to do? Well, after this story, maybe Teddy will know what to do, because in today's story, Bashir ibn Umar has to choose between two people he loved very much, his son and Imam Hussein. Why? Said Teddy. What happened to his son? Listen carefully and we'll find out. Are you ready? Teddy's excited. Bashir was hungry, tired and thirsty, and the burning desert heat gave him no comfort. He took his water bottle, which was almost empty, and shook it to see if there were a few drops left. He opened it to drink some water. He looked at his horse. It was thirsty too. He gave some to the horse and took a few sips himself, and then put the bottle to one side. He still had a long way to go and was almost out of water. He was a little bit nervous and worried. He said to himself, I hope the soldiers of Ibn Ziyad didn't notice me. I had no choice, and this is my only chance to be with my Imam. I don't want to be like the people of Kufa. Oh Allah, please help me in this journey. The day was almost over, and he looked at the redness of the sun and thought about his Imam. The sun is setting, said Bashir. As soon as it became a little dark, he stopped to pray. He hit his hands on the ground to do wudu, which is something you do when you don't have enough water to do wudu. It's called tayammum. He loved his religion very much and knew that he had to keep the water to drink. That was good thinking, wasn't it, Teddy? After finishing his prayers, he got on his horse and carried on with his journey. The night was dark and silent. He looked at the shining stars and thought about Allah. He loved that Allah helped people know which way to go just by placing stars in the sky. He realized how much people needed the protection and love of Allah in order to be able to get by in this world. All of a sudden, a cool breeze welcomed him and he got really excited. He thought to himself that water would be nearby. Thank God, he said to himself. He turned his horse to face the cool breeze and carried on until he found himself near a cold pond shaded by palm trees. He and his horse drank so much water, they were more than ready to carry on with their journey. He was sort of half asleep when out of nowhere he was surrounded by armed men. They didn't know him and he didn't know them. Who are you? Shouted one of the warriors. I am Bashir bin Umar of Kufa. We too have left Kufa to support the son of Rasulullah, Imam Hussein. They laughed really loudly, showing no care for the people of Kufa and the difficult situation they were in. Bashir wasn't sure if they were telling the truth, Teddy. They looked mean. They were carrying dangerous knives and swords and things like that. He carried on with his journey with them, but he was watching closely, like I'm watching you. But in a nice way. He heard everything they said, even things like, Allah curse Muawiyah. He was so selfish and greedy, another warrior said. Yes, better to support Imam Hussein. I hope he accepts our help and support and gives us good jobs in the new Islamic country, which he will be in charge of. Bashir realized what was going on and understood that these people were only wanting to help Imam Hussein so they could get rewards in this world. They wanted money and power and to use Islam to get the good things in life. After a very long journey, they finally saw the caravan of Imam Hussein. They got so excited and rushed towards the Imam. Bashir speeded up too, and upon reaching Imam Hussein, he asked him if he could join him to fight the enemies of Islam. The Imam's caravan was surrounded by hundreds of warriors, all wanting to support Imam Hussein until the very end. This makes Teddy very happy. Let's not forget, by this stage of the journey, Muslim bin Aqil and Hani ibn Urwa had been killed. Imam Hussein spoke to the men at a place called Zubala. "O people," he said, "so many of my supporters have left me, so if you want to do the same, go now. You don't have to stay with me." A lot of people who were once with the Imam and made great promises left, and so Bashir was right all along. The warriors he met on his journey were only going to help the Imam for their own rewards. And so the great test had begun. Those who left lost and failed, but those who chose to stay with the Imam, well, their hardest tests were about to begin, Teddy. But Imam Hussein was left with the very best companions in the whole world, the best friends she could have ever asked for. The night before Ashura, Bashir faced another big test. Oh, he found out that his son had been captured near the borders with Ray. He was very upset and said, "May Allah reward him and myself for all the tests and difficulties we're going through. Oh, I don't want to carry on living while my son is in prison." The Imam tried to comfort him. "May Allah have mercy on you. I free you of your commitment to help me. Go and try and free your son." Bashir replied, "Never! I will never leave you alone in this difficult time of yours." That's how much he loved the Imam. On the day of Ashura, he prepared for the greatest battle of his life. He shouted, "O Allah, I will meet you today and I will be rewarded for all my good deeds. I have to be patient because nothing in this world lasts forever." Bashir was an excellent soldier and a brilliant champion. He killed many of the enemies of Islam, but was sadly killed and returned to Allah. Oh. This was a bit of a sad story about a truly heroic champion. He was so strong in his belief that he was doing the right thing by helping Imam Hussein. But sadly, this meant that he couldn't be with his son. We will always remember the champion Bashir ibn Umar and the hard choice he had to make. So in the end, Teddy, Bashir did the right thing. It wasn't an easy choice to make. We hope you enjoyed listening to this story as much as we enjoyed telling it. Ma salama. Bye. Ma salam.